This is Fresh Air. Irish composer and pianist John Field was known for his delicate playing and his dreamy compositions called nocturnes. A new recording of Field's nocturnes has just been released. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says the poetic Irish composer has found the perfect interpreter in the poetic Irish pianist John O'Connor.
Think of rhapsodies and you think of Brahms or Liszt. Think of songs without words and there's only Mendelssohn. Think of the nocturne and you think of Chopin. Nocturnes are usually short, slow, lyrical piano pieces that try to capture the spirit of the night. They were invented, however, not by Chopin, but by the Irish composer and piano virtuoso John Field. Like Chopin, everything Field wrote included a piano. But he was born 28 years before Chopin in 1782 and died in 1837. He is probably not as well known as he should be because he was so completely overshadowed by his more successful successor. But his nocturnes have a singing, even operatic loveliness, and the best of them, often the ones in a minor key, have an air of searching melancholy. The 10th, an adagio in E minor, has an inner sadness that reminds me of some lost soprano aria that might have been written by Bellini. Here's John O'Connor playing John Field's E minor nocturne. There are a number of explanations for Field's relative neglect. First of all, he falls between two large cultural movements, the classical and the romantic. Field's departure from classicism was not the radical shift that Chopin's was, but he wasn't the romantic classicist that Mendelssohn was either. The simple three-part ABA structure he gave the nocturnes was not especially ambitious or experimental, though there are always imaginative and original touches in the harmony and coloration. His music seldom raises its voice. The liner notes report an anecdote that the first time Field heard Liszt in recital, he turned to his neighbor and asked, "Does he bite?" Field's most successful work seems to be miniaturist. No operas, no symphonies. His 7 piano concertos are seldom performed. One of the nocturnes, however, number 14 in C major, is nearly 10 minutes long and a good deal more varied and complex than the rest.
Thank you.
was hard to place geographically, too. He came from Ireland, a country without a large-scale international musical tradition. Maybe if he stayed there, he might have become a national hero. But his family moved to London when he was 10. Then, instead of going on to one of the major European musical centers like Paris or Vienna, in 1802 he went to Russia and lived in St. Petersburg and Moscow for nearly 30 years. He married, had a family, and became an alcoholic. For all his many piano compositions, his greatest fame was as a virtuoso performer. Yet the nocturnes don't require a big bravura technique as much as grace and delicacy, with a certain forthrightness to keep them from getting prissy or turning into salon music. O'Connor is just the right pianist. His new album contains 15 of the approximately 18 nocturnes Field wrote, including one that was actually not a nocturne, but a divertissement so sunny that its French publisher called it midi, noon. It's surely the only nocturne in the history of its genre with that title.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.